Yeah, we're still taking your calls about the butt dialing. Got butt dialed by a coworker, huh?
He called me one morning. We spoke on the phone. He hung up. All of a sudden, he calls me back. I figured he forgot to tell me something.
Yeah.
But instead, I hear his wife explaining to him this would be a good morning for him to call in sick.
Oh, hey.
Well, something.
Well, I started to hang up, but the story got a little better after that.
He's local,
uh-huh.
And he's into whips.
And he's on TV.
He's a big-time deal. America's Got Talent.
His name is Chris Camp, and he's known locally here as the Whip Guy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So when do you go to Las Vegas?
The dates are kind of loose.
Okay.
It's one of those things where we'll know, like 2 days before.
Watch him on America's Got Talent, which, of course, is on NBC tonight.
Watching for the launch at noon today of the space shuttle Atlantis with Pekin native Commander Scott Altman at the helm.
Former Liz Willis boyfriend.
No, he is not.
Oh, he was too.
He was not. Yeah. I wanted a boyfriend that, rode a motorcycle, was, fun. Scott Altman was,
He rides a space shuttle, man. Right. I don't care how cool your bike is, and you drive a space shuttle. You win. You are just way too defensive about this.
Yeah.
My God, girl. Welcome to WIMG and the Lynch and Liz Morning Show, the one and only Johnny Van Zandt. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, welcome to Springfield, my friend.
Ah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Just got back from California and just did Conan O'Brien.
What was that like? Was that a new experience for you guys? Was it what you expected, what you didn't expect?
It's different. It's television, so it's real quick. Conan was totally a gentleman, nice guy, and a very tall gentleman, I'm telling you.
Did you have your extra tall top hat on that day?
I'm telling you. But it was a fun time for all.
Now, you and I think should start this, only to be fair.
Okay.
What we want is your best motorcycle impression.
Okay. All right. And we're just going to go through. We're just going to answer the phone. We're going to say, hey, YMG, and we want you to launch into it.
Yep.
Like that.
That's good. Now, that's Liz's full-out race mode.
I'm getting ready to jump on the TT track.
I learned in Milwaukee how to do the sound of a Harley-Davidson idling.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You ready for this? I don't know if I can pull this off.
Okay. You do it with your mouth?
Yep.
Or okay.
Mm-hmm. It involves the word potato.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Potato, 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 potato.
I'd give you the tickets on that one. That's a good one.
Go ahead. That's pretty good, too.
I like that one.
All right,
okay.
Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, YMG. Hit it.
Wow.
You got something that's vibrating off, sir.
Dennis DeYoung, and I don't know, this is part one. We will air part two for you tomorrow. Are you still in contact with the old crew?
No, we haven't talked ever since we had that disagreement on the handball card over at the YMCA.
Oh, that's what it was all about. See?
Yeah. There's always one meatball in your family that you just can't stand.
You've met my family.
And I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to go one step further, my friend. If you can't figure out who the meatball is, it's you.
Rich Williams from Kansas here on WIMG. Now, Rich, the last time I talked to you, it was State Fair festival season, and we did, in fact, talk about festival-type food.
Aha! I remember this conversation. Absolutely.
You also mentioned something about you can tell whether or not you've really partaken in fair and festival food by as to how much you move around on the stage during the show that evening.
but a foot-long corn dog. That's a good positive energy there.
Tim Wilkerson on the phone with us this morning. Hello, Timmy.
Hey, morning.
So you're in the RV doing a little traveling.
Lovely Southern Illinois at the moment, headed to Charlotte.
Now, you are in the countdown to, what's it called?
We call it the countdown to one. We're just getting started. It's our last six races of the year, and this decides the championship.
It's time for a news update. Let's see what's going on here.
And apparently that salmonella scare in peanut in peanut butter.
I was not aware of that scare.